You are about to experience the Corpse Cast. We would advise any listener who may be ill, pregnant, or of weak constitution to reconsider listening to the show for fear of an onset of health issues related to encountering bouts of pure shock or fright. For those who wish to continue, just remember, to avoid fainting, keep repeating, it's only a podcast, only a podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 345 of the Corpse Cast. I'm Mike.
I'm Steve.
Steve, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy. Have we not talked?
It's the, it's the 12th.
Is this the first since 2024? This is.
Well, we hung out, we've texted, right? But we haven't. And I went to your work. But I'm just now I've been inside your work. So yeah.
You get past my staff.
Yeah, I did. Your staff was nice. No, but this is where I work. So you know where I work all the time, because this is where I work most of the time.
Right.
Delightful, right?
Yes.
So we know each other so well now. Let's forget that that we hung out every single weekend, 2 days a week, and plus during the COVID and all this other stuff going on. This is first time in 2024.
Okay? 2024. Here we go.
What a fun day. So, do you have anything to say? I mean, listen, I'm ready to get into this.
Are you?
I haven't talked about. I've just watched a few things here and there, but I don't know. I'm excited because basically, this is a big blind spot for me in my horror movie watching.
Okay.
These Hong Kong Black Magic movies. It's like, yeah, I've seen a thing here and there, but I've never really gone to the basics, you know. I've known about The Boxer's Omen for a while, and I just haven't watched it. And by the way, we're doing Seating of a Ghost from 1983 and The Boxer's Omen also from 1983. So no, I'm excited to get into it. What have you been up to? Any fun watches that you made or anything like that?
No.
He's like, no. He's been doing nothing, folks.
I watched Saltburn.
Oh yeah, I heard.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. But I've heard a lot about it, and it sounds to me like the movie form of one of those romance novels that chicks dig.
I don't know. I've never read one of those. So
I would say you. I was just about to ask you if you were going to give me your opinion on that.
It.
I know a guy drinks, or somebody drinks jizzed in bathwater. I know that a guy bangs the ground, and I know he
same
dances.
Same guy.
The same guy dances around with his balls out in the last scene. That's all I know about it.
Well, okay. Yeah, those things happen, but I mean, there's more. I found the story to be compelling, I enjoyed it,
my wife watched it.
Okay.
And I asked her, I'm like, is this something I would enjoy? She goes, good. That's who told me that. She goes, no, it's like, it's kind of like for, she goes, she goes, it's for the girls and gays. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, being neither. I don't know. I grew up,
Steve.
Curly. I grew up, I'm a big fan of Blue Velvet.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, or, Eraserhead.
There's some like those old Lynch stuff. You're saying it's kind of like a, because there are art, because this to me seems more like an art flick than it would be like an exploitation. These are my perceptions seeing memes.
You know, I enjoyed it because it does have kind of a modern flair to it, I guess, you know, but it has some good twists that I thought was good. I thought the character development was a lot of fun. The way they filmed it, the sets and everything were enjoyable. I don't know. I grew up going to Rocky Horror Picture Show, so it didn't freak me out.
Well, and I think that's the thing, because everyone's freaking out online, but I'm I haven't watched it, but I'm like, I mean, have they seen Sallow? Have they seen
right. Gummo?
Cannibal Holocaust? Yeah, Gummo.
Right.
All that old stuff. It's right. like, I feel like it's like this is like yeah. very crazy for people who've never seen stuff like that. Right?
Well, I guess.
And
maybe,
I'm not saying I'm so awesome and
right,
bad
right.
and I'm too good for it. No, because I just happen to watch these movies. You know?
If you've been living under a rock, this is going to blow your mind.
I'll tell you though, the lead guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a good thing, I guess, but I hate him. because like he have you ever seen The Killing of a Sacred Deer? He was
no,
so disturbing and crazy in that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. This is a good thing,
right?
I'm like, this dude is doing such a great job acting this character
right.
that I believe he's
right.
like that.
Yeah,
so
sure.
so I'm watching it. And I'm going, oh shit, that kid, oh bro,
right, right.
I'm you know, watching this.
You know, like movies like I don't know. What's that with Willem Dafoe when he gets his balls nailed?
Oh, Antichrist.
Antichrist, yeah. You know, stuff like that. Or
remember like movies like Ken Park or Kids or
right,
you know, all those
right, sure.
Those were the ones
yeah.
that freaked me out
right.
when I was younger, you know?
Right.
Like all these kids doing like wild adult things and
yeah.
and like, anyway. Those were the most disturbing to me, I
yeah,
swear.
I like movies that, you know what I like about it is that... without certain elements, if certain elements were omitted from it,
mm-hmm.
it could have been just like super sellable and, you
know. Saltburn?
Saltburn, okay. Right. You know, nothing else would have been out of the ordinary.
Gotcha.
But they added some of these little.
Flourishes.
Kinks.
Okay. Ooh.
Kinks.
You made it all dirty. I was trying to
well,
be artistic.
Well, I mean, licking cum bathwater, you know, the ring, you know, is. It's a kink.
That kind of,
you know, right.
That kind of makes me dry heave like a lot of
yeah.
these movies tonight.
Putting your dick in the dirt, literally, and fucking somebody's grave,
dude.
Got to be a new kink. I've not
that
seen that kink
me
before.
Of my football coach used to say, "Put his dick in the dirt."
And well, I've got a lot to say about football, you know. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know what you mean at all.
Ooh, okay. He's got a tight end.
You got the penetration up the middle.
That's right. That's right. You got to get in there deeper.
That's right. Deep snapper.
That's right.
That's hot stuff.
But I thought that the acting was good. The story, I
that's all a buzz yeah. right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the Letterbox are watching it, so
sure.
I probably will skip it because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Cassidy watched it. She told me about it, and I'm like, okay, If this was shocking, maybe I would. I don't know. Anyways, maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
No.
Tell you what, I just watched two movies from 1983 for the first time. So maybe in 2047, I'll watch this.
To me. These two movies that we're going to review are a lot more alarming than Saltburn is. Saltburn is tame compared to this shit.
And it's like, yeah, we will get into that.
Yeah.
But before we do, I'm going to go ahead. I've got a nice bone saw ready for you. Ready?
You've got to...
Chill out. Don't say anything. Stop it.
Bonesaw.
He's still laughing. He hasn't even stopped yet.
I am.
After that whole thing. Okay, so I actually, I don't know, ever since I kind of went and changed a lot of the website, I added a couple of new sections, and one is Savage Cinema Reviews, right? So
no.
I haven't written any reviews in a long, long time, so didn't do this either, but also...
Oh, no, are they reviews of Savages, or...
No, come on, Savage Cinema, bro.
Savage Cinema,
it's a cool little word. Go to SavageCinemaReviews.com. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm digging it.
Except
yeah.
for the only thing is the last review, the only review that's there right now, since I'm the only person who does anything with that site, really, I did a review back in 2011 for like horrornews.net.
Wait, you reviewed yourself?
No. I did a review about some movie that I can't even remember watching.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I need one thing here. So I just copied that over and put it on. So I kept telling myself, because every once in a while, I'll get like this wild hair to just be like, oh shit,
I want to
be creative. I want to write something. I want to do this. But also, not only Savage Cinema Reviews, I added something called Horror Discourse, which is kind of a place for writings, you know, essays, stuff like that, right? And, you know, other kind of things. but it's kind of going to I feel like it's going to become kind of a catch-all for things that aren't like movie reviews. Anyway, so this last week I wrote a review, or it's not a review. I wrote a little story about a guy named Tom Hodge. Okay, in online you can find him at thedudedesigns.com. Okay, so I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about Mr. Tom Hodge. Okay, he's from Great Britain, I believe. And I know he's from there. I don't know if it's like what part or if it's England or Northern. I don't know, folks. Okay, but he probably talks all funny and drives on the left side of the road. Just joking. Anyway, I mean not joking, but I said that as I was. Shut up, Michael. Okay. Anyway, so basically, I was just kind of going through Amazon stuff like that. I said, "Oh, you might like this," and I saw this book, right? The cover of which had his art on it. And how do I know what his art looks like? Because he has some very distinguishable art. If you look at the cover for 2011's Hobo with a Shotgun, he did the art for that.
Okay, yeah,
he,
I know.
He did Arrow's version of Savage Streets. He's done the Innkeepers, like, you know, movie poster, stuff like that. And it is amazing stuff. It's all throwback to kind of the old, and a lot of the article I wrote is about the old days of going to the VHS store, and there weren't like the market. Everything wasn't marketing. Remember back in the days when you didn't get 8 billion ads, you know, every second of every day. You went outside and you saw like street, you know, advertisement, stuff like that. But, it's not like you were being advertised to every second of your life like we are now. But, so basically the main way that you chose the movie that you were going to rent is by the box art. I mean, especially when you're younger, right? I mean, I did start getting Fangoria's, but that was a little later, you know, because my parents weren't going to buy it. I think my mom got me one, but I didn't have a subscription until much later. And so you basically walk up and down looking at the covers, and, you know, I mean, you'd heard of certain things, you'd seen trailers on TV, but a lot of the stuff I'll speak for myself. I had no idea what it was, right? And so you'd walk through, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to watch this. Like, you'd find a movie like Scorned with Shannon, what's her name? What's Gene? Not Gene. Yeah, Gene Simmons' wife's name.
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so we would get every Shannon Tweed movie because there was Shannon Tweed on the front, you know?
Right.
Also, when you go through the horror, because those were in the thriller section, right? But you go to the horror section, and some of the baddest ass posters were on those things. And so that's how you would choose. Well, what Tom the Dude Designs, Hodge, this guy is so good. I'm not getting paid for this. I even put this in the thing I wrote because I've seen him, his work for, you know, over 10 years. And I'm like, this is like, I don't know if it's like, I'm not an art critic, but it is amazing. Awesome stuff. Anyways, he put out this book called, VHS Video Cover Art. And that was the one I saw when I was going through Amazon. And so I picked it up, right? And it's so amazing flipping through all these. And it's not just horror, it's action and sci-fi and a bunch of other stuff too. I actually bought 3 copies of it. Because I'm thinking maybe what I'll do, I'll have one, and then I'll have... They're right there, you see? See right by Poltergeist 2? All 3 of those right there.
Where?
Those,
like. Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
But, so I might want to, like, cut them out and frame some and just put them up all over the wall. That's kind of how I feel about a lot of comic books. Because it's like, I don't love reading comic books because I feel like I go too fast and I don't, like, take time for the art. I just want to see the art, you know?
Yeah,
and that's kind of what this is for, too. Anyways, he gets the bone saw, Tom Hodge. You are the newest recipient of the most coveted award in horror, the Bone Saw. All right. There's nothing we do now. See, I thought that maybe we'd fade out and fade back in, but do something like, oh, it's done, and that was epic and stuff like that. But no, that's it. Now we're just on to the next thing. I don't know, man. Are you ready to get into the show?
Yeah, dude. No phone calls, huh?
Nah, no phone calls. That's your job. It's your job, man.
To answer the phone?
No.
Oh, okay.
To ask a question.
Whatever. I don't have any questions. Go, okay. I don't. I've
so
stuck.
he's getting on my case, and yeah, he's a lazy asshole.
What?
I'm just.
I don't know. I don't know what to ask. What can I ask that hasn't been asked
Dude,
already?
If you, what haven't you asked yet?
I don't know.
Well, what haven't you asked?
If I knew it, I'd ask it.
Well, then you got to come up with it. Don't worry if it's been asked before. That's a good way to reuse some questions.
What haven't you asked?
Well, no, you don't have to worry about that. Just ask it. Because like, I swear that we have a few that have kept, a handful of listeners that have that started with us and are still with us. But
are they keeping track?
They come and go. And the thing is, we started 12 years ago, bro. Right. This is the beginning of year 12.
Right.
Like January of 2012 was when we started this. So it's
that would be 12 years ago.
I'm trying to put such a fine point on it so that you do not get another bee in your bonnet. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Coming up with a question is, I don't know. It's
if you can't do it, you can't do it, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
But you can call in for whatever feedback, or if you hate our guts, or if you like us, or whatever, call in at 385-351-9273. So let's get into some Hong Kong black magic. So over the years, I've been familiar and I've seen some of these movies. Neither of the movies that we're doing tonight I have seen before, however. But until very recently, I didn't know that there was a whole genre thing. And it seems to be in the last year, I remember about, I don't know, a year ago or so, I found something on a beginner's guide to Hong Kong black magic. I was like, oh shit. So I took a bookmark and figured I'd go back to it someday, and I didn't until I heard it on another podcast. I'm like, oh shit, okay, well that's cool. Now I need to wonder what's going on, and it just kind of kept coming up. So I'm like, I think it's time to do it because I've seen a few of them, like I said, but none of the big ones that the website, it was the Den of Geek. I said get started with these, and I hadn't seen any of them. So for this one, and like I said, to get rid of that kind of black hole in my horror movie, or not black hole, blind spot in my horror movie watching, I figured let's do it. And you know, we're going to do it. We're going to keep doing new stuff this year, as far as, you know, until we run out. You know, we'll see how it goes though, unless we've done everything good, and then we'll just be like, sorry, we're going back to the good stuff. So, but anyway. Okay, so much like here in the U.S. with the slasher craze of the early 80s, there was a craze going on over in Hong Kong, which was this Hong Kong black magic. Same years, everything. This one started in about 1975 with a movie called Black Magic, directed by a guy, Ho Meng Hua. I'm gonna really give it all for the names on this one, right? Anyway, so it seems like it's kind of in like slashers never all the way went away. Kind of like these never all the way went away. However, there definitely was a huge boom mid 70s to maybe the mid 80s or something like that. And I've, at that 10 year, that might be a little too long. But anyways, some people call this black magic exploitation, a description that encompasses every part of it. It's very hard to do that, but here's my attempt. And I'm just going to read this. And I wrote this, okay, so if it sucks, it sucks. Mixing exploitation, supernatural horror, splatter horror, and gross-out horror, kung fu films, these morality tales don't skimp on the nudity, spellcasting, and splatter. Hugely colorful, these movies tell the story of black magic sorcerers doing battle with Buddhist or Taoist spiritualists, with regular folks trapped in the middle. I would say that they belong in the folk horror genre because it's, you know, it's kind of like a... You know, these are the beliefs that we grew up. These are the legends around where we grew up over there. So I kind of feel like it fits in there, but it's not like the British ones where you're going to be running through the forest and there's gross devil patches of hair on a girl that means she was kissed by the devil. I can't remember even what movie that is. I didn't write that down. Anyway. Okay. So where are we at? And it's all about, and for some reason, and I noticed this is just an observation. Why is there always a Hong Kong? And then Thailand, or those two countries are in a lot of these, right? They go from Thailand to here, and I'm not sure exactly. Maybe it's something that the Taiwanese or the folks from Hong Kong, or not, did I say Taiwanese? I didn't. I meant Thai. So Taiwanese are from Taiwan, and that's wrong. But anyway, so I wonder if there's something going on that's just a thing that they know, like we know that we hate Canadians, right? We hate them all.
I don't hate Canadians.
Yes, you do. We all do. We're Americans.
I think Canadians are great.
All right, man. I was just joking.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's chill out just a little bit. But anyways, I wonder if there's something like that going on where it's like, if there's some kind of kind of a connection or rivalry or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see. Where was I at? Okay. So, one thing you can always rely on with these movies is the fact that you're about to see some of the craziest shit that ever happened in a movie. Whether it's a cultural thing or maybe because the writers and directors are all batshit, it's all here. Don't be surprised when you see full frontal nudity, real animal deaths, actors that look like they're being abused in real life, you know, like they're being abused to make this movie, much like Bruce Campbell, you know, in making of the Evil Dead movies. Bugs in their mouths, dealing with real snakes, eels coming out of there, all sorts of stuff, right? Like I said, I hadn't seen all of these, but this week alone, I did watch four of them. And man, I'd never seen any of the ones I watched this week before. I'm still not an expert, but they all just kind of have a look and feel that seems, you know, that's kind of similar, makes them special. But you ever have to say, sorry, but ever, if you ever say to yourself, I wish I could go back and watch a movie again for the first time. You know, have you ever said that to yourself, right?
Yeah.
I felt like as we were turning these on, as I was watching these, and I got through the first part, I'm like, dude, this is one of those moments. This is one of those moments that this is the first time I'm watching it, so I need to appreciate it because they're just wild.
Right, you know? Right.
And so and it was kind of for both of these movies, for the movie, and I watched Bewitched and I watched Black Magic from 1975. Anyways, the Shaw Brothers Studios put out both The Seating of the Ghost and the movie that I watched called Bewitched. If you want a list of Shaw Brothers films, you know, go online. They have all sorts of Shaw Brothers box sets that you can look at. Grab those. A lot of them are just straight up kung fu movies. There's one that I love called Holy Flame of the Martial World, which is probably my favorite kung fu movie, but it's supernatural as well. It's amazing. Anyway, long story short, these will change your perception about what a movie can be for the rest of your life, right? You watch these and you're like, I have not seen anything like this. This is some wild shit. It seems like it's bright and happy, but it's also got these dark, like really dark themes and all sorts of weird dark shit going on. But I digress. Why don't we do something? Why don't we get in to the first movie by playing a trailer for Seating of a Ghost from 1983. We'll be right back.
我现在要用最深奥的巫术引你老婆的灵魂去找害过她的人，这种方法就是人人都以为失传了好久的重鬼。你装什么纯情？保罗，上！
我的手怎么会这样？
这就是巫术的代价。
Thank you.
okay, we are back. We're talking about Seeding of a Ghost, 1983, a Shaw Brothers production.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Chuan Yang, starring Philip Coe, who was in a ton of shit.
He's like, in both these movies today.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
This is the main guy.
Maria Yuen and Norman Chui. Chui, I hope it's saying your
name. Just
do
it.
Yeah. A taxi driver is driving along, accidentally hits a man who is being chased by a mob, and he hits him and then saves him at the same time, gets in and with the man with dark powers, and that makes a horrible prediction because that they've had that encounter, the taxi driver is going to be cursed.
Mm-hmm.
That I mean, wow. You know, hey, you just met me. Now you're going to be cursed.
You just met me.
Right.
This is crazy.
Now you're fucked.
Yeah.
He gives him a terrible curse. Well, he says a curse will happen. And sure enough, his wife is, who's a pit boss, or no, not a pit boss, but she's works at a
dealer,
a casino,
like a
card dealer.
20, what do you call it? Blackjack dealer.
Blackjack dealer is banging some other dude. And if that's not rough enough, she is, I'm going to say it. She's raped and beaten and...
Oh, no. There's actually a... in the...
yeah.
The actor scene. Hsin Da-hung is rapist.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that... She's... By the way, that was great. Hey, I need to audition for rapist. Okay.
You mean the therapist?
Yeah. The rapist. No, I didn't say the rapist. I said rapist.
No, so she's raped by two men and then pushed off the out of a house or whatever that's under construction or dilapidated. I can't really tell. Mm-hmm. And she falls and she dies. Now, the taxi driver gets some bizarre call to go to this house.
Yeah.
Walks around and then mysteriously a tire rolls off that he goes to follow. He follows the tire, and then he finds his dead wife.
Yeah, right.
Who has
right,
just been raped. And so then he goes to the police, of course, reports it. And guess what? They don't believe him.
Shocking.
Shocking, mm-hmm. Right? So he goes and pleads the case of what happened to his wife to this man that has this evil sorcerer, mm-hmm, that does black magic. He wants his revenge on the men who killed his wife. Right now, at this point, the gummy was kicking in pretty good,
bro. I bet you died. I bet you died then.
And so, this is what I gotta say. I love the aesthetics of like Chinese cinema, Hong Kong cinema, Asian cinema of the like 70s and 80s. The cool, you know, the open shirts and the sunglasses and the cool hairdos.
Right.
Awesome. You know, this, you know, it's really, really great. Now, what happens for the next three quarters of the movie, yeah, I was not ready for. And I'm just like, kept on going like, what the fuck is going
on? Let me ask you something. Yes. At this point too, because I remember watching it, and yeah, I was nothing was going on. I was clear brain, right?
Right.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, so I know what's going on. I'm following the events that lead to the next event, that lead to a next event, and so on and so forth. However, what in the holy shit? what kind of logic? What are we following? Like, I know what's going on, but answer me this. But why did we do this?
Right.
Why did we do this? And no, and I get that because so basically I just had to be like, okay, he's trying to get revenge on the rapist,
right?
And the guy who his wife cheated on him,
right? With. Right.
And so, but the things that happen from then on out, you're just like, the fuck,
right,
is going on?
Yeah.
My favorite parts is like, so they go dig up the body, right?
And she's like, I don't know how long she's been in the ground, but the state of decomposition is.
She's like a hot dog, like a gas station hot dog that rolled under the trash and has been there for 6 months.
It's been on the roller since last Wednesday.
Exactly right. But okay, that's cool. I mean, we're not. It's for aesthetic stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
But then okay, so also you know how they did like it wasn't CGI because there's no CGI, but they did like there was like the cartoon on the
yeah.
I wonder how they do that. I don't know that, but I love that.
So. For the next three quarters of the movie, yeah, I kind of spent going, how the fuck did they do? How did they do this? Now I pick up To this movie kind of reminds me if you were to get Dario Argento and Coffin Joe.
You know what? Yeah, okay.
You know, and a lot of full frontal nudity, which, you know, I don't mind.
Right.
But for no real reason other than just to.
Easy.
You know,
easy. And we never look a gift horse in the mouth.
No, okay? I hear you. But it brings to the question, does anybody in Hong Kong showers with a shower curtain?
No. I mean, is if the movies that I watch is a good sample,
right?
And the answer is no.
No. There are no shower curtains in Hong Kong.
I think they're illegal.
Yeah. You know, there was a scene when it has this old, and I don't even know what they're called, but it's like a globe that you can, the top lifts up and you have booze in it.
Your cocktails.
Right. Or like scotch or bourbon, exactly. You know, whiskey, you know, whatever, you know, your cocktail. And those are really, really awesome.
Yeah.
When he opens it up and her head
is right there, the woman who is dead, her head's there.
Right. And so,
that's a little Evil Dead-esque too. Right, she wasn't screaming, but it was wild.
And definitely elements of The Thing.
Okay.
You know.
Because there's a whole birthing scene, which, by the way, ruled.
Which awesome.
Part of the revenge was they basically took one of the rapists and they floated him over that, and they didn't actually copulate, but apparently his essence made her dead body pregnant. And she got immediately huge and then a big
creature.
Like it was all teeth and tentacles.
Right. You know? And, you know, to be honest, I've never seen one of these Hong Kong Black Magic movies before, ever. Uh-huh. In fact, until you brought it up, I'd never heard of them. You know,
okay. Uh-huh.
And so I'm really kind of interested in this whole genre going on here. You know, and I had no idea that this was a deal and who the Shaw Brothers were. Anything.
Shaw Brothers, I know, I was very familiar with, but mostly because they're kung fu movies.
Sure. And when I was reading. The main actors, Philip Coe's filmography. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
You know, every one out of 50 movies that he's done.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Like 1,000 movies, you know, and it's like starring, you know, acting, directing, writing.
He did both of these in 1 year.
Right. So. I mean, the guy was a force.
Yep.
You know.
He had a sweet flat top in this one, too.
Dude,
I like that.
Dude, yeah. And, so the first bit of it, if you can get through it, I mean, the nudity's there. All right, that'll get you through. there's a good, and she fights off the guys pretty good when they're attacking her, which is pretty awesome. But then it just, as soon as the black magic starts happening,
once the story is set,
right, then everything just kind of loses all reality, you know. And I'm like, and I kept on thinking, is this the gummy or am I seeing this?
Bro, this, I told you that.
You know, and I'm just like, are you, what? And then I started like, I think I know how they did that.
Yeah.
But how did they do that?
Bro,
you know,
remember you texted me, you're like, Boxer's Omen, what? I can't remember exactly what you said. I'm like, dude, just keep going.
Oh, yeah. When I texted for did I do that for Seeding the Ghost? I'm like, holy shit. But no, with Boxer's Omen, when I messaged him, like, I want to start a crocodile farm.
Oh, yeah.
No, what does a crocodile farm smell like? Yeah, that's right. You know, you're like, why do you want to open one? You know, but this is awesome. I totally neglected to write down the IMDb. And I think it's like 6.5 or 6.7.
Let me mention one thing. Having watched four of these, right?
Yeah.
And now and I sat, when I was watching this, I could not help but take notes. Because I usually watch it, take it in, and then just kind of write. But this one, I was like writing down little things here and there. And let me go over those. But I want to mention that I watched four of these, right?
Right.
And I would suggest that if you're going to do it, watch one or two, wait a few days, watch another two. Because they kind of all look and feel the same.
Sure.
And it's like, Philip Coe being in both the ones we're doing tonight doesn't help the fact that I can't remember which one's from which, right?
Right.
But it's like, yeah, they have a lot of similarities. They're all like, the ones that we watch are all revenge type themes.
Right.
And the revenge in the next movie is different. But, and then in Bewitched, he takes his daughter and sticks a nail through the top of her head. And it's just a whole wild thing. But they all kind of look the same. So there. So watch one, watch two, whatever, and then chill out for a minute.
Right.
Oh, and then do it.
Totally. You know, when the Taoist priest bites his finger and is writing on the scroll in his blood, you know, when he's combating the black magic, I'm just like, with the naked girl, you know, laying in the bed, you know, because of course she can't have a blanket on.
nobody, that's why they call this Hong Kong black magic exploitation.
This isn't for everybody, you know, but I think this could be for our listeners.
So there's one thing that I absolutely hated in this.
Okay.
And it was in the other movie too. I'll take care of it here and I won't mention it during the next movie. But there was a lot of chewing on things, regurgitating it.
No.
Then they pass the plate.
Yeah.
The guy would then take the same thing, chew on it, spit it out. And there was all sorts of gross outs like that. And I don't do well with those at all. Yeah. So I had to I honestly had to look away. I was dry heaving just thinking about it. And I'm just like, okay. And so that's the one thing I could have done without.
it's like when somebody's chewing their toenails.
Gross,
you know? It's, you know, but yes, there is.
Who chews their toenails?
In the two movies that I watched, in these two, the eating and, you know, I guess for the special effects of coughing up worms.
Yeah, there's a lot of worms in the mouth.
Is a lot real of worms
in the mouth. And there was gross milk worms.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which one it was in. I might have been Bewitched even.
Yeah.
But it's there's just all sorts of gross, it was just gross. Yeah.
And then when he's, you know, of course, when Philip Coe's character is doing the, casting the spell on his wife, and you know, it affects him, right? Because if you're doing black magic, well, there's a price to pay.
Yeah.
And he's starts deteriorating, you know, or, you know, it just, it's that a, makeup effect was awesome. But there's a lot of spitting. There's a lot of things coming
bubbling
from
and popping.
Big old boils or blisters.
Poppers. I can't even watch that. You know, it's gross,
It is, and there's a lot of spitting up things that a lot of things coming from people's orifices.
And the chewing and it just grosses me out. Yeah. Well, other than that, I mean, I loved this movie. Let me go over.
It was a good one.
Go over some of my notes. Okay?
Yeah,
a lot of these movies have slow motion titty running.
Okay, yes,
they're running with their tits out and they're just bouncing.
Yeah.
Okay, we had that titty rubbing. We got that. Some things happen and we just have to accept it. Why did this happen? How was Philip Coe told to go to the thing? You, just deal with it.
It happened.
Okay, that's how it happened. Is it a cultural thing? Who know? But why did that guy's hand have to get all fucked up? Remember he did it in the more revenge he got, he started getting
That's what I'm talking about. Is because he's casting the black metal. Yeah. There's a price to pay.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, so I assume that's it. But I don't. But the way it was portrayed, I'm like, I don't know what I don't really know what that's supposed to be exactly. But just go. I mean, But you could also answer all those questions you have with black magic, duh, and you have to accept that. Okay.
All reality is thrown out the window, like his wife was. After being raped by these two guys.
And it's and it's so funny because you have these really dark topics, right? And these guys go home and they're hanging out with their moms. Their mom's doing this? No, mom, we didn't do this. And they both live with their mothers. And anyway, crazy. There was some wild sister shit in this one a little bit later.
Wild sister shit.
There was some necrophilia.
Yep.
Like I said, they didn't have to actually copulate, blah, blah, blah.
But the kissing of the corpse is just
gross me out.
And her eyes, when her eyes opened up, it's like, oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I think and this goes for all of these too. There must be a very cheap place in Hong Kong that sells wind machines because apparently they're readily available for all of these films.
Oh, there's just tons. I forget which one of the two when she gets on top of the dude, when his wife gets on top of her lover and her hair is blowing all over.
Exactly. It's like a wind machine. It's like, bro, oh, I only got the, that was, bring me the weak one. The one that was only $12.
I don't know how many takes they missed. If it's like when the fan is on cycling, you know, but make it stationary.
Exactly. And I feel like that's it. And then I'll talk about budgets for the boxers.
Oh, there is no budget for this.
But I did. Where the budget went.
It's all the special effects is what it
is.
It's all special effects.
I love this movie, though. This was a fun one for me, man. It's hard to find, I think.
So, you know what?
Get the DVD.
It's on YouTube.
Is it? Oh, okay. So
yeah,
it's on YouTube.
And you know what? You could do that. You can, but really.
I think it's on Daily Motion.
I think this is something you should buy.
Well, it's in those Shaw Brothers.
Right.
It's in those Shaw Brothers things. But I mean, to be honest with you, there's like five or six of one. There's Shaw Scope. I think there's three volumes of those, and there's like five of the of this other one, the Shaw Brothers collection. And they're all really expensive. I think all the five are like $130 a piece.
Oh wow!
And the Shaw Scope, the two of them, I think they're $171 or something if I remember correctly. I'm like $171.27 if I remember correctly. Yes, it was. Yeah, they were about that.
But. I think this is something that I would have in my collection to like bring out every. Like 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, because
or show off to my friends, like, have you checked this out? You know, and but not give it away because you're not getting it back.
No, yeah. Stephen, why do you think I send you with a drive with and not my real things? Because I do not lend my movies to anybody.
Oh, come on now. I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But what if you died and I didn't get it back? I'd be like, crap, my movies.
Oh, thanks. Now you're thinking about my death.
My movies. Yeah. No, I'm not thinking about your death. I'm just saying. No, but that was awesome.
Yeah, you know what? This is a recommend. Yeah, I enjoyed this. I did.
Yeah, I loved it. It's wild.
It's kooky, and the gummy doesn't hurt.
Okay, I'm gonna leave the gummy stuff up to you guys. But I agree. This was just a fun one, and it's fun watching these with my wife too. Yeah. She's just like, how do these even exist?
Right, you know,
How does this movie exist?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, to be honest, I was just thinking. You know, and we did those Japanese
the ghost story one, the Onibaba. And...
No.
You're talking about the entrails of a beautiful woman,
right? So it's kind of a similar ish on the same line. So if you've seen Entrails of a Beautiful Woman, then this is kind of the same thing,
except for it's
a bit different. But it's black magic.
Yeah, okay.
In Mandarin and Cantonese.
You know, I just realized that you're probably not going to understand anything in the trailers, but I'm going to put them in anyways. So why don't we put in the Boxer's Omen real quick?
Unless you understand Mandarin or Cantonese.
We'll be right back.
I don't know what's in it.
Yeah, me neither. All right, everybody, we are back, and we're now talking about The Boxer's Omen, again from 1983. IMDb gives this a 7.0 right now. It was written and directed by a guy named Chin Hung Kui. 39 directorial credits. Oh my God. He's got this. He's got Bewitched. Like I said, I watched that one as well. Corpse Mania, one that I have on my list. And I have a copy of it, and I'm going to watch that. He has, but if you're going through this guy's like IMDb, it looks like he's got a lot of cool stuff, but like, I haven't seen any of it. So I got to get on that. He also has 10 writing credits. The only things I recognize are this and Corpse Mania. But it was also written by a guy named, I think that my Evernote, fixed the spelling of something. So I don't know. Also is something Stetzo, S-Z-E-T-O, Setzo, 175 writing credits on IMDb, tons of Kung Fu, movies, which I love those Kung Fu movies, right? They're awesome. He also did Corpse Mania and Erotic Ghost Story. All right, here we go. It stars Philip Coe again as, let's see, Philip Coe. Okay, my bad. Xiao Yanlin, I'm guessing. Okay, I'm doing my best. Wait, I'm trying my hardest. Don't give me that look. Yeah. Carmen Wai.
Michael doesn't mean to be racially insensitive.
I'm not. I'm trying my best. Listen, I'll never forget. I'll never forget the conversation I had. The guy comes in. We're interviewing for a job. He goes, my name, what was his name? Chong. I can't remember what it was. Chong. Anyways, I was getting that.
You just said you'll never forget. It's like, what was I guess? No.
So I, Chong Li. Chong. I can't remember his name though. Wow. But
you'll never forget.
But I was asking. He's like, oh no, it's Chong Wen.
Okay. Okay.
And I was like, Chong Wen? He's like, no, it's Chong Wen. I'm like, that's what I just said, bro. But it's the inflection in the voice that made it wrong.
You took that from Shanghai Nights. It was John Wayne.
Maybe I did. John Wayne. But anyways, his name was something. The best thing ever, though. You're right. Maybe I did that. But it's a true story, and that's his name, and you got the idea. But the funniest thing that he ever did, he got into gangster rap, right? And he started listening to gangster rap. And I wish I could remember his name for sure. And he goes, Mike, what is a fire scratch?
I'm all, a what?
A what? He goes, fire scratch. I'm all, dude. He goes, what is that? Where'd you find it? He goes, it's in this song. And I listened to it. He meant fire crotch.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I was like, bro, let me explain this to you, but nice. Not at work. But anyway.
Yeah, not at work.
So we also have Bolo Yeong, the Thai boxer, who, not by the
just-
way, this guy is amazing. The dude that's in Bloodsport?
Bolo.
He's in, yeah, so I said Bolo Yeong.
Yeah.
Enter the Dragon, Double Impact. This dude is 80s Kung Fu movies.
Not just that, he was Mr. Hong Kong. He was a bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was Mr. Hong Kong like 7 times in a row.
This guy, I mean, you don't see a ton of like really super giant Asian guys. No. But this guy was huge.
And here's the deal is that, you know, he and Bruce Lee were good friends.
Uh-huh.
And the idea of him fighting, which he does, but if Bruce Lee were to beat him, then he wouldn't be able to bring him back in the next movie.
Oh, gotcha, right.
You know, so Bolo, ever since, I think I first became aware of him, what is that, not Enter the Dragon, but...
Bloodsport, it's got to be.
No, before that.
That's
the Bruce Lee, so I don't know. Yeah, but I then know. Bloodsport, which he scared the crap out of me as a kid,
yeah.
You know, because the look. He's got the look in the eyes, and it's just
he got me that exact way in Bloodsport when he was like slow motion.
Yeah, yeah. When he's just when he's like breaking the back, and he's like, he's enjoying it.
It's like, bro,
way too much.
No. And you know what? You see him now; he's like this nice guy. It's
Anyway. I guess his kid's a fitness influencer or whatever. Oh, cool. You know? Anyway.
No, but that guy rules. That guy was like, and remember, it was him, and then there was that one guy that was bald with long hair and with the long mustache.
Oh, right,
I don't know that guy's name, but he was a bad guy in every 80s movie,
right,
too.
Right.
Anyway, so to go over the plot, our hero, Chan Hong, is a, I cannot help it, I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's funny, is a Hong Kong gangster. He has a brother, Chan Wing, who is a heavyweight boxer. But at the opening of the film, Chan Hong's brother is getting his... Bro, come on.
I'm sorry, come on. You're killing me, dude.
All right. Chan Hung is getting his balls kicked in by Bobu, who's played by Bolo, a Thai boxer in the ring.
Right.
Even after the fight is over, Bobu lands a sucker punch that leaves Chan Hung's brother paralyzed. paralyzed. Sorry, I misspelled that and I just read it. And as if that's not bad enough, Hung gets kidnapped by a bunch of rival gangsters. Not a great day for that family.
Not a good day.
Well, it turns out, however, that an apparition of a Buddhist monk takes care of the rival gang in an empty car park and parking what structure or something like that. And he takes off. He's like, what the shit? You know, but he starts seeing these like weird, he sees like the apparition of this, this Buddhist monk. Right.
Yeah.
And then from then, and he's like, what the shit? How he's with that girl. And she's like, what's going on? He's like, whatever, you know, anyway, the movie, it moves along. And he's like, bro, you know what? The paralyzed brother's like, man, I need you to get revenge. He's like, shit. Yeah. I'm going to get revenge. And so what he decides to do is fight Bobu, you know, which is Bolo. So he goes down to Thailand, he shows up, and he challenges him to a fight, okay? Well, it turns out that as he's down there visiting, he starts seeing glowy alphabetical-type characters that, you know, not in the English, you know, alphabet, but just some kind of character like that, and he starts leading him places. And he actually got led to what is it? Is it a monastery for Buddhist monks? What is it? I don't know if it's just a monastery.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
it a monastery? Yeah, or is that just a Catholic thing?
I don't know. It's a monastery.
Anyway, so he goes there and he walks in and some guy's like, bro, we've been waiting you for 3 months. He goes, what are you talking about? And apparently the leader had died
right
earlier, or like 3 months or so earlier, right? But before he died, he said, Philip Ko or Shang Hui is coming in. Okay, and he's going to be here. And then he died, except for, and this is a silly little fact about Buddhist monks, when they die, they're not all the way dead, okay? They are just it's kind of like mostly dead on the Princess Bride. He's totally pretty dead, but there's still a chance for him to gain his immortality. And what he wanted this guy to do, Philip Ko to do, is to go there, become a monk, and to basically go through some rituals so that this guy, his name's King, Q-I-N-G, and so he can gain his immortality. Anyways, there we go. So he does. He's like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, why wouldn't I become a monk so that this guy I don't know? But, you know, I guess it can also help me to, you know, find my center and to be able to kill this guy out of pure vengeance. Because I feel like that's what a lot of the Buddhist teachings are about, is feeding your anger to get revenge on people. Am I right? Am I even close? What's going on?
No,
of course I'm not. Anyway, so he becomes, okay, so anyway, he does it. It's not easy, and he can't have sex. And we've already seen a bunch of full frontal at this point. And,
yeah.
And all sorts of weird, so, you know, like a lot. Guy, you know, I can't remember, like I said, they all kind of run into each other, but is this the one with the chick with the mullet? I think that's the one, because he goes back after a while. He goes back. She comes out of the shower and she kind of has a mullet.
Oh.
And I'm like, bro, yikes, but whatever. But anyways, he goes home and he's like, okay, cool. I'm back. You know, I'm a monk now. But she's like, no, let's have sex. He's like,
yeah.
And then he goes back to Thailand, and, you know, for the fight and all those rest of stuff. And they're like, bro, you screwed up because you had sex. Now you lied to the Buddha, blah, 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 blah. Long story short. That was already a long story.
Yeah.
Okay. That was already very long. He broke his monastic vows. So basically, in true to form, there is, even though he's trying to go after these, in order to get this monk to immortality, there's someone who does not want him to get immortality, which is another evil sorcerer. Okay.
Right.
So there's this whole thing in there. And so you've got a lot of the same type of thing where the evil guy does weird shit. And then the good guys do weird shit. And like there's like in, oh, it was in tons of wind battles, in tons of like all, you know, all sorts of other kind of things, in gross out shit, like the alligator guttings and all that stuff.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Just wild and just all sorts of crazy stuff. Will Hung defeat the evil sorceress? Will he avenge his brother Wing? What in the holy hell is going on in this movie? Find out by watching The Boxer's Omen from 1983. You can stream this one on Arrow. There's the Arrow
stream. Oh, okay. All right, cool.
So I'm going to go through, and I did the same thing with this. I just wrote down little ideas. Have you ever seen Rikiho, the story of Ricky?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of like it is the most violent, like cheesy cartoon like violent kung fu movie I have ever seen. Right. And it is amazing. Like he'll punch, like some guy, they'll hit fists, but one will go through and they're just like making gelatin out of
Sure.
You know, and he punched, one time Ricky punches some guy up here and his arm goes up the bottom of his neck and out his mouth and all, and just tears and all. It's wild. There's a lot of that kind of violence in this one, right?
Yeah.
This was equally as gross though, as far as like the bugs and the things. Let's see. So let's see, where am I at? You think Transformers uses a lot of lens flare? Nah, son, this movie uses a lot of lens flare. Okay. There was one thing about this movie that was my favorite thing about any movie of all time. And it was all about the critters, okay? You got your bat skeleton part. You had like, it's like, you think about the budget, right? And you're like, oh, you know, I'll tell you where they didn't put their budget, making their critters, their mice, their bats, they're all, you know, all the, because it was just like little plushies, you know, here and there, like these nice, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is truly terrible. But in the same time, it holds a special place in my heart. But I'll tell you where the budget went. They spent it all on oatmeal. Because people were covered in oatmeal. Is they were like, you know, they're dying, they're doing this oatmeal and then bugs. That's where the whole thing went. Oatmeal and then tons of like little gross what do you call it? Like mealworms.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought, oh my gosh. And of course, lots of animal guts. Like tons of offal. OFFAL. I learned that from our interview with the vampire. You're a pile of stinking offal. I had to look that up.
Okay. And that's what they're for.
Anyways, and also I was watching it and I had the translations on, right? The subtitles on. And I think it was funny because I think they literally translated a lot of colloquialisms because it was like, oh, no, you had to, no. But I mean, you had to watch the things. I forgot because this is all in Chinese.
Right.
So I'm reading it and I'm like, these have to be literally translated, not the colloquialisms, because it's like, hey, Thai guy, what Hong Kong guy? You know, and they're just like talking like that. And it's like, bro, this is also amazing. But yeah. Let's see, where am I at? Anything? They use a crocodile to give birth to a naked witch that blinds Chan during a bout with Bubo and who attacks him while he is in Nepal trying to find a relic that could end evil once and for all. That was an amazing thing. Let's see. And there's also something about an extract from a 1,000-year-old fungus smeared with honey that can make him invincible. That got a little too sexy, if you know what I mean. I was like, what are they getting out of that thing, bro? Easy there. Let's see. And I wrote this down and I don't remember this. And the witch has her skin pulled off by a dead llama and gives birth to three wizards wrapped in cellophane who then sacrifice themselves to create an army of miniature one-eyed dinosaurs with crazy hair.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what in the holy shit? Anyway, what'd you think?
Once again.
it could be the same movie, right?
No, well, yes and no.
Just the way it looked and felt and the logic, the logic
right. portion. No, for sure. Absolutely. And I think what's going on is that these guys have been doing like martial art movies for so long. And it's like, where can we go with this?
Right.
You know, and it's like let's throw in black magic.
Hell yeah.
You know, and the whole Buddhist element, it was really awesome. I think it was kind of funny because he was like, oh, I've been waiting for you for so long. Yeah, he died 2 months ago. Yeah. You know, it's like, so you've been waiting for 2 months.
So why didn't you just say that, punk ass?
Right. It's like, oh, you know, you must take the vows of a monk for 3 months, you know, before the fight. You know, it's like, that's not that long, but you know, it's like,
right, it's that long, it's like, when you can't do like all the fun
15
stuff.
15 years, you know, whatever,
right.
You know, yeah.
Right.
This movie, I really, really enjoyed. And I like the lens effects, you know,
the lens flare.
You know how they do that?
How?
So what it is, it's a lens that has thin wire in it, crossed.
Oh, okay.
Wire. So when you it doesn't pick up the wire. But it makes the light travel along the lines of the wire. You know,
because it looked like designs, not just like the lens flare of, you know,
right.
And like, so, you have astigmatism at night,
right? So there's a whole lot of that going on, which I just thought was absolutely awesome. And you ever seen that movie, The Mountain?
I think so.
From the early 70s, there's parts of that that kind of reminded me of that movie when he's in that Buddhist temple in
Thailand.
Yeah. And no, he has to go to
Nepal.
Yeah, right. Okay. He has to go to Nepal. And that set is so awesome. Yeah. Oh, and he's in that like the egg, and they've got the ropes around him, and he's glowing.
Right.
You know, awesome, dude.
Oh yeah, and the letters are going on his skin,
all over his skin and everything. Good. That is just, and so once again, the gummy kicked in right at the. You know, I figured I could time this out. You know, like you know, get into it. And this, like, the gummy kicks in right when the black magic happens. It's like, yes, awesome, we're there, you know? Because I was kind of like, is this going to do the same thing? And it did.
Right.
You know, and it just, when they gut the alligator, no, the crocodile, you know, when they cut the crocodile, okay, you know, yeah, that's what's going on.
Yep.
You know, but when they put the chick in the crocodile that's been gutted, it's like, what?
Like, at least they didn't waste it. You know, they're using it for real things.
And then sew her up. You know, it's like, what in the actual fuck is going on?
Dude, it's
It's awesome.
There's a lot of WTFs in all of these movies, in all four of the movies I watched.
Right. I feel like, dude, does Bolo, Bolo, I think, is more badass than the movie gave him credit for.
Yeah.
Personally. Yeah. But,
well, come on. It's. He's just, he's in there for a paycheck too, man.
No,
he's,
I hear you. I would have loved to have seen more with him in the movie, but
he was a bad guy, bro.
Yeah. But still awesome. It was so good.
This might be the most insane movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
like, is he a mixture like it between Yoderowski, Cronenberg, Lynch.
Right.
And then, Aaron Rodgers straight back from his ayahuasca trip. You know, it's like, that it's kind of, it's like, what is going on? There's a, like, the golden dead monk was really cool. The dead monk period was cool, even except for when it was trying to talk, and you could tell it was kind of a plushy or like a rubbery thing, which is kind of,
and those crazy little monsters, you know, the little dino things.
That's
and
what
like,
I'm saying.
I was like,
fuzzy little.
At first, I was like, are they birds? Are they birds coming? Bro, what the is bro, going
let
on?
Let me explain what they are.
Yeah,
black magic.
Black magic.
That's it.
There it is.
Okay. I don't know, man. The thing is, I mentioned Yoderowski, I mentioned Lynch, and I mentioned Cronenberg. I'm like, those guys are artists, right? Like,
right,
real.
Right.
So take it, like, crank up the sleaze. I mean, you think that Cronenberg's sleazy, right? You think that Yoderowski's sleazy. Yeah, they are, kind of. But not like this.
Not like this.
No, this is wild. Yeah. This is like, you know what? We don't have to worry about any artistic things. We're just going to blow your mind, and you're going to like it.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I mean,
the in the beginning, the sex scene when he's got her up against the glass sliding door, you know, or the window or whatever.
It's like that reminds me of Kentucky Fried Movie, the Catholic schoolgirls in trouble. I'm like, man, I just pulled that out of my butt. It's like, that made an impression on me when I was a young child.
For sure. But,
I mean, I'm not like a movie, like I don't know what it takes to make a movie all the different steps. You have to write it, you have to find funding, you have to, you know, the composition of a shot, you know. I'm not, but the thing is, you look at these and it's very, I mean, they all kind of looked and feel, all these movies look and feel the same, and it was all good, you know. There wasn't like, I mean, you watch a movie that's like super low budget, and you can tell sometimes, right? You're like, what the fuck am I doing watching it from this? Like, I always yell when I'm watching like sports, basketball, especially. I'm like, camera angle, guys, come on, you know. Like, you don't know. So these just flow. These are you know.
Yeah.
And so and so it's not distracting when all this weird ass shit that you don't know what's going on is going on, right? So, but the colors, the shots, just all the whole, like I said, the folk, the legends, all that stuff, it's all pretty wild. I love these. I'm going to continue to watch these, but I do know that Buddha knows if you're having extramarital sex when you're on your monastic journey, be careful about that. But other than that, that's all I got. I love this movie.
It's I just wonder what would have been like to see it in the theater. Back in 83,
for
the first time, just like, what?
I watched Black Magic, and that wasn't as wild, right?
Okay.
Because that was kind of the first one, I think.
Yeah,
well, at least, you know, I mean, I did a little bit of research on it. Yeah, it's kind of the first one that came out.
What'd you say, 75?
It's 75, Yeah. So, but it was good. I enjoyed it, and it was a little weird.
Yeah.
But then I watched these before, so I'm like, it ain't that weird. Bewitched was weird as shit too, though.
Okay.
Like that was a wild one too. Like, kind of just along the same things, and it's just like, holy shit. And like honestly, I was like after a while, I'm like, which one? What? I know I like this part, but which movie did it happen in? Type of thing. But no, I loved him. I loved all four of those movies, to be honest with you. I still have a bunch of movies to watch in this genre, and I'm just waiting to get time to do it. But I'm going to check him out. I did have to take a break. I watched The Boys from County Hell because I watched four of those last week, right? And then I had to watch something that was normal, kind of. And so I watched that, which is a really good movie, but it seemed so super tame after all these wild ass like Hong Kong Black Magic movies.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah. Everything that I've watched since watching.
Yeah, we're like an epoch in our lives. It's before and after we started watching these.
Yeah, everything is just like, this has got nothing on on Hong Kong Black Magic.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well.
Cool, man. Well, that's all we got, unless you got anything else.
Nope.
So go visit us at corpsecollective.com and tell your friends to search for the Corpse Cast wherever fine podcasts are found. All our links are up on corpsecollective.com. You can go find them there. I don't know. Make sure if you want to give us some feedback, call us in 385-351-9273. 385-351-9273. Make sure to send us your thoughts about some of these movies we're talking about or some of the other ones in the same genre. But I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
So for the Corpse Cast, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.